This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired.
I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what it is you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our 18-wheelers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, our mail haulers, the bulk mail haulers out there getting the job done there, Felix and the guys. And, of course, Tom and the suicide jockeys, all of the gas and the diesel out there getting that job done. Now, we want you to follow us on Facebook. Go over to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Follow us over there. And we're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. And we're on Twitter. And all of our IDs over there are at Captain's America. That gets you into either one of those. Just put down Captain's America, at Captain's America, and that'll get you into wherever we're at on each one of those sites. Now, we do have a website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check that out. Okay, joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel, Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as the host of a show called Military Matters, we've got Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain. Great to be with you.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Now, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Captain, I'm ready.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
To the flag
of the United States,
of America,
and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values, and we won't forget, and we certainly want you to know that, too. Well, Colonel, we start out this way. Right now, officially, Joe Biden is the least popular president in the last 75 years at this point in his presidency, according to 538 Polling, which is a polling outfit out there that a lot of people call the Bible in the industry. So he's in big trouble.
Yeah, that's a long time in coming, as you know. And, of course, it's roughly just under a third approved, but two-thirds clearly voice their disapproval, and that's of all parties. And the remarkable thing is usually there's a very big chunk of people, 20% or more, that are undecided or say they're undecided, and that is not there.
Nope.
So that in itself, I think, is an indicator. And the number that you pointed out about on the economy, and, of course, it's always the economy, stupid, about the 1% approval of the Biden economy is that's incredibly telling. And notwithstanding all these other issues get thrown out that the Democrats put out there to try to put to the forefront because they think if it's not winning, that at least they'll cut their short their losses here in the midterms. And then looking ahead to 2024, you know, everything from abortion and things like that. But that that ship isn't going to float. And that's becoming abundantly clear. And when you have generally left-leaning, Democratic-friendly news networks and newspapers that are running consecutive articles like the New York Times, actually taking the Biden administration to task and saying, hey, he is not the guy for the Democratic Party in 2024, that's pretty telling. The writing is on the wall for President Biden.
Well, the writing is also on the wall for Kamala Harris. The Democrats are trying to figure out, and the Biden team too, how to replace Kamala Harris, what the best way is to do. They have to be very careful because she is a minority. She's not black. She's actually Polynesian, I guess, because her mother was from the South Pacific. I will say this much. They got to be very careful what they do here. They're going to alienate a whole faction of the country, namely the women, and that's not going to be very pretty. So I don't know what they're going to do. What do you think's on their mind? Do you think they're going to kind of promote her or maybe make her the Secretary of State?
I think they're looking for an out both from Biden and his Vice President Kamala Harris. And, yeah, she may not be generally black, but sometimes she identifies as being a black woman when it's convenient. Does it, and she'll chortle and laugh about it if you ask otherwise in her very annoying manner of doing that. But, I think that they're looking for a third option there, and they're trying to open that way. And, you know, she said yesterday when she was asked about that, yeah, he'll run, and if he runs, of course, I'll run with him. And then the chortle that I just referred to. So that's an indicator. You know, we talk about leading economic indicators. One of the leading indicators when Kamala is struggling, when she does that little chortle, and that tells you everything about there's not much depth of sincerity anything she has to say, but then even she indicates it. So, yeah, she is not behind her boss, the president, and the Democratic Party isn't behind either one of them. And so they're struggling. They're looking for Plan C, clearly.
You know who the Los Angeles Times is, right?
Oh, I am familiar.
Well, they have Kamala Harris with a net approval rating of minus 11.
I tell you what, I could almost sure like Kamala when I hear that. You know, we feel bad for the nation, but you know what? At some point, you got to say, we can't rah-rah
okay.
Here.
Hold on, got to take a break. Be right back, folks, with more. Don't go anywhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, we're coming back with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, right after I tell you about Moss Nissan and all their dealerships and part of the Moss Family Automotive Group, plus the brand new dealership that's going to be opening up there in Brooksville. Now, I still don't have a definitive date, and it looks like it could be closer to the end of the month right now than what I first told you to begin with. But then again, that's why things are subject to change. But we will be up there for sure when they have their grand opening. And I'm going to try to do a live remote broadcast from up there, which I think is all being discussed as we speak. And that being said, we'll be there on a Saturday, more than likely, for at least 2 hours, maybe longer. And I'm looking forward to it because Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors get great deals on the vehicles they buy there, too. Now, don't forget the Moss Care that they have with the vehicles, where you get miles and miles and miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. You just can't beat the selection there either. About 500 of them sitting there right now, new and certified pre-owned. And don't forget, the clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price. So take advantage, upgrade your ride now, and bring your ride in, and it just might be worth a whole heck of a lot more money than what you thought. Because the certified pre-owns are going for more money right now. Now, Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S. N-I-S-S-A-N, M-A-U-S, N-I-S-S-A-N, MossNissan.com, the website to go to check things out, see what's going on. And in the meantime, we'll see you up in Brooksville when they get that ready to go. Okay, Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright is with us again. Hello, Colonel.
Hello, Captain.
Now, Russia's invasion of the Ukraine has captured nearly all of the eastern Donbass region. Now, American voters don't believe Ukraine should be willing to give up territory in a negotiated peace with Russia if they're able to do that. And we do know that yesterday some $400 million of new aid going over to Ukraine was about to be processed. And part of that was four new medium-ranged rocket launchers with the ammunition to go along with it. So things are starting to get really serious over there.
Yeah, that's an understatement. It's starting to get serious. But I think the key to what you said was that, you know, for the United States or anybody to say, we don't want Ukraine to decide to do this, as well, in the end, it's Ukraine's decision to make. This is Ukrainian, and it's a European war. And one of the things that came out in our panel discussion last night on military matters, we talked about the Ukraine, and I said something that might irk some folks in the listening audience. Well, do that, but I'm at the point now, if I was a member of Congress right now, I would be with the likes of Senator Rand Paul and Representative Thomas Massie. I would not vote for a single penny of any more American taxpayer dollars to fund the proxy war in Ukraine unless one of two things happened. One, unless Congress was to declare war on Russia. That's not going to happen. It shouldn't happen. It's not in our interest for that to happen. So you can scratch that one off. But in accordance with the Constitution, if you're going to fight a war, Congress needs to declare it. The second one is I would not spend another penny unless the administration, we as a country, lay out precisely in accordance with the Powell Doctrine exactly what our objectives are, what the measures are for success are, and put out a timeline for achieving that success. It makes no sense for us to fight a war, which increasingly looks like it could go on for years. You know, Russia began this thing with the hopes and aspirations of having all of Ukraine, and of course they quickly had to scale that back after about a week or so of fighting to look at for what they looks like they may secure or they may not. We don't know. The Donbass region, which has been its the jewel for them in this, all this, but in the end, this is a European war. This is for Ukraine and those in Europe to step up to the plate and say, this is in our national security interest, but as far as the United States is concerned, I'm sorry. It's not. And then people will have an emotional argument where they say, but wait a minute. The Russians and Vladimir Putin are committing war crimes. Yes, indeed they are, without a doubt. You can't argue that. But guess what? Unless you have total defeat of an enemy, like you have of Nazi Germany or the Japanese Empire in World War II, you will never, ever, ever hold them accountable for war crimes. It just doesn't happen. And since we're not going to declare a war on Russia, nor should we, and even if he loses the war in Ukraine, whatever losing the war in Ukraine looks like, there's no way that he will ever be held accountable for those war crimes. Because that would take World War III, and nobody wants that. So quit having this emotional argument that we have to fight a protracted, endless war against proxy war against Russia because of war crimes. That's nonsense.
Hmm. All right, let's go to the phone line. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I just wanted to tell the Colonel that this is Europe's war. They are geographically connected over there. It's their geographical area, and Europe also has nuclear deterrence against the Russians. There's not going to be any World War III because it affects the whole planet. Russia could not even withstand France's nuclear weapons, let alone the United States's. And if it's European countries should be supporting Ukraine if they're going to, and send them most of the material and stuff. We can send stuff, too. But that's what I think. All right. That's it, Captain.
All right. Well, Colonel, I think you just said that.
I think, yeah, thank you, caller, for reinforcing. He and I have a vocal mind meld on the way forward for the United States in Ukraine.
Okay. Now, I got a question for you. Yesterday in the Rose Garden, Joe Biden had a speech that he gave about guns and about gun rights and about the shootings and all that. And he invited a select group of people, including a father of a deceased Parkland school, let's see, Stoneham Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. And that didn't go over very well because he jumped up and started to say, you know, he wanted to talk. He the father, that is, he jumped up and wanted to talk, and Biden shouted at him and said, "Sit down." And then I guess he thought about it for a minute or two, and he says, "Wait a minute, let him talk." And then all of a sudden, the guy disappeared because the Secret Service escorted him out. That was a big-time, colossal mistake because he had met with the president or the president's staff earlier in the day in the White House over the shootings that were going on in the country. That's what they were there for.
Yeah, we can no longer call this a series of gaffes. This is the modus operandi of the Biden presidency, and it underscores everything we've been saying about that, declaring that the Biden presidency is a sinking ship. And even the Democrats have been rats deserting the sinking ship and looking for another ship to jump onto that will keep them afloat through 2024.
Yeah, so my question to you is, with all of this nonsense that we continue to hear, I believe that he did a lot of damage. I was listening to some of the talk radio shows last night in South Florida to see if I could get a grip for what was going on. Nobody down there had anything good to say about Joe Biden.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we talk about the free Florida, and it's a red state, but in a lot of ways it's a purple state because we have lots of pockets of people that would either normally be Biden apologists or apologists for the left, things like that. So for you to hear that on radio out of the South, which is a very diverse bunch of crew, that's an indicator. That's an indicator, and it underscores exactly what we're saying. And I think we on America's Third Watch are speaking truth about the true state of affairs with this presidency looking ahead over the next couple of years.
And by the way, Colonel, so I want you to say hello to the folks in Hattiesburg and Laurel, Mississippi, on 98.1 FM WMXI Radio, and that's our newest affiliate.
I have never lived in Mississippi, but I've traveled through it north and south quite often, and I'm delighted to hear that you've taken on and the growth, unlike our economy, growth of the American Third Watch.
You betcha.
Congratulations, Captain.
Thank you, Colonel, and I will see you soon, I hope. In the meantime, I got to let you go. Have yourself a great day, and stay low.
Adios.
All right, that is retired United States Army Colonel Kevin Wright, Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as the host of the Military Matters show. And I'll be right back with more and Jackie Toledo running for Congress. Don't go anywhere.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
With the U.S.-Mexico border, the most dangerous border in the world, according to the United Nations, President Biden will meet with Mexican President Obrador today at the White House. Former Department of Homeland Security Deputy Secretary Jonathan Fahey on Fox News says this is just a dog and pony show because illegal immigration is Biden's goal.
meeting is just a mere pretense to make it seem as if they're trying to address this issue in a serious way when, in fact, they're not at all.
U.S. Treasury yields ticked downward on Tuesday as traders prepared for the Consumer Price Index due out tomorrow. The two-year dropped 6 basis points to trade at 3%. Also, 3 major U.S. stock indexes closed in negative territory Monday. The James Webb Space Telescope has started to release some breathtaking images. Go to the NASA website to take a look. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. If you're suffering from any type of pain, back pain, leg pain, ankle pain, knee, hip, wrist, hand, whatever the situation might be, give it a try. See if it'll work for you. It's worked for me. I've been taking it for over 8 years. The website to go to is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. The 3-week quick start's only $19.95, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, joining us right now, running for Congress in the 15th District here in the southwest corner of Florida and Tampa Bay, we have none other than Jackie Toledo. And Jackie Toledo, of course, has been a state representative, done a very good job up there in Tallahassee. And good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Now, you are a mom on a mission, and I love that. And I'll tell you why. Because you've got skin in the game. You've got kids that are in school. You've got kids that are telling you what's going on around the neighborhood and all that sort of stuff. And a lot of these other people that are running don't have a clue.
That's right. That's right. You know, children represent 30% of the population, but 100% of our future. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm fighting for. That's why I am a mom on a mission. And yes, I have 5 children of my own, and they're amazing kids, and they're working with me, and they see what's happening, and I hear from them what's happening in the indoctrination in our schools, in the media. I mean, we should be the influencers, not government, not education system, you know, which is trying to indoctrinate our kids. So that's frustrating, and that's what we have to stop.
Well, you're absolutely right with all of what you're saying, and I totally agree with what you're saying, because the government has gotten all too inclusive in our lives, and they're trying to do too much. And this bunch of cowboys and Indians that we've got up there in Washington, D.C., including the members of the Congress, a lot of them, they're not doing us, we the people, any favors. They're lining their pockets, perhaps. Charlie Crist, perhaps. Kathy Castor, perhaps. Because they've been there so long, it's like, you know, well, and I know the game. I know the way it works when you go into a congressman's office, and if I'm a lobbyist, I can go in there and say, well, here's my check for $500 for my maximum for the day. I just want to talk to you about voting for XYZ, XYZ. And that's all they got to do, and you got $500.
Yeah, sadly, what you see is they've become so detached from the people.
Right.
And that's why I'm out here knocking on doors, talking to the people, because that's who gets me elected. That's who I represent. That's who our boss is. That's who, you know, when I go to Congress, I will remember who got me there. And it wasn't D.C. lobbyists, and it wasn't an endorsement. It was the people. And I will never forget that. That's how I won my first race, and that's how I will win this one.
Well, that's where you're totally on track. And again, I agree with you, because it's all about we the people, not me the people, we the people. And you get it. You understand that. For example, you want to restore the rule of law. Amazing. How about that? You want to restore the rule of law. Who's saying that? Nobody I know.
Yes, right. A lot of these things are common sense things that we should be able to get done. But unfortunately, there's so much gridlock in D.C., and I want to change that. As a mother, as an engineer, you know, I will not stop until we change. And that's been my, you know, my history and my record in Tallahassee is once, you know, there's something I want to change, I will work hard. I will, you know, work on both sides to get it done.
Mm-hmm. Now, you are running in the Florida 15th District. That's a new district that was created. I just found out here about a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, that I am no longer in Florida 13. They took my part of St. Pete east of 4th Street and said, you are now part of Florida 14. And guess who our congressional representative is?
Wow. I mean, you got unlucky with Kathy Castor there.
Yes, because I don't believe there's a Republican that can beat her right now. And by the way, we have seen no Republican congressional candidates in our area in St. Pete. None.
Well, that's sad, because you should be out there representing all your area. And, you know, that's what I'm doing. And just to let you know, the boundaries of Congressional District 15 includes State Road 60 North, and then the Veterans Expressway East. And then the northern boundary is State Road 54, but then it jogs up to Zephyr Hills and then east to U.S. 98 into Lakeland. So it's a big district representing many different neighborhoods in that area, and it's a brand new seat, so there's no incumbent. So I hope people will vote for me, Jackie Toledo.
Well, again, you are a conservative Republican. You are a mom on a mission. You've already had, I believe, 2 terms in the state, right? The state rep, state house?
Three terms.
Okay, because you did you want a senator?
No, I've done 3 terms as a state house member.
Okay.
And I had 1 term left, but I think D.C.'s broken, so I'm going to fix it.
Okay, and the other thing that people need to know about you is that you are a strong supporter of the Second Amendment and our rights that the sportsmen like to enjoy, you know, going hunting, going fishing, maybe doing a little boating and whatnot. You're into all that. So that's part of what you enjoy.
Absolutely. We must protect our Second Amendment, and, you know, we shouldn't have any infringement on that, and that's what I will be fighting for.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've got a huge problem here right now with Russia, with Ukraine. The colonel and I were just talking about the situation there. Nobody wants to get into a war. Nobody. Especially if you've been in one to begin with. And it appears, and I could be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I am, it appears that this administration is trying to steer us down that gilded path to where we're pretty soon going to be looking gun barrel to gun barrel at the Soviets.
God, I hope that does not happen. Yes, you're right. None of us want to be at war. And Biden keeps saying he's at war, and he doesn't know what he's talking about, sadly. But, you know, I have a son in the Army. He's 22 years old.
Yep.
So it frightens me that, you know, I'm very proud that he's serving, and I'm proud of everyone who has served for their service. But we have to, you know, make sure they're protected. And right now is not, you know, the time. We have no leadership in D.C. So we've got to bring our troops home and, you know, protect our southern border, you know, and secure our southern border. So I know that you, we've talked at length about this.
And yes.
Something that I will continue to fight for our military.
How about the wall? How about the wall down on the border?
We've got to build it. Let's start day one. When we win back the majority, let's start building the wall.
Yep. And this worked where we had it. It was working. We had the curtailment in there. And certainly the keep them, what was it, leave them in Mexico, whatever that policy was that Donald Trump had put in place, and that actually worked. And then Joe Biden has turned around and we're getting rid of it. I mean, this stuff is just, I understand what the Democrats are trying to do. They're trying to get a voter base over here as fast as they can to counter the red wave that's coming. And they know it's coming. They know it's coming.
Right. They're trying to cancel U.S. citizens from their vote and their voice. And we will not tolerate that. No, and you're right. This is the worst timing when we have so much illegal immigration. And I was talking to the former ambassador to Mexico about the immigrants coming, and he said more non-Mexicans are going through our border than Mexicans. So everyone knows how porous it is, how open it is, and no other countries like that. We've got to secure our border for national security and the safety of our country. So that is first and foremost. What you're saying is human trafficking, mm-hmm. fentanyl, and other drugs. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really sad what's happening, and we mm-hmm. will do everything that we can to support.
All right, do you want to take a call? I got a caller here.
Sure.
Okay. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Edward from Tampa.
Yes, sir. Go ahead and ask your question.
Jackie, look, you're a Republican. You're a good person on most things. But when you mention the Second Amendment, I see you fold like a bad deck of cards. When the Douglas shooting happened at Tallahassee, you had all these kids transported by the anti-gunners up to Tallahassee, and whatever was put before you, you voted for. I got on to you at a meeting. You may remember me. I don't know if I can trust you with the Second Amendment.
All right, he asked a question about the Second Amendment. I don't know what he's talking about there. Is he talking about a vote?
There was a vote, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, which allowed us to secure our schools. There were so many elements to that bill, not just what he mentioned, but mental health funding that we desperately needed. But it's very complicated, and I would love to talk to him in detail, you know, if he's available to talk to me. I put my cell phone number on my palm card so people can call me directly. But no, I'm a huge Second Amendment supporter and always have been.
I think you should do that, or you should have a cup of coffee with you somewhere and be respectful, and you'll be respectful, and that's that. That's what it's called. Can't we all just get along? All right, Jackie, I appreciate you being on the program. We're going to talk to you again in a couple of weeks. You have yourself a great day, and maybe I'll see you this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, Jackie Toledo running for Congress in the 15th Congressional District here in Florida. I'll be right back.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, and I'm looking forward to going to Mission Barbecue today. We have a good crew over there, and I know we'll see John Zach again. He'll be there again, our pal, who's been gone for a couple of weeks, and he'll be back. Jeff won't be there. Jeff in Sarasota's over in Orlando, so Jeff will have to be in Orlando, and he'll have to Zoom in or whatever it is they do. But anyway, I'm looking forward to there today, so there you go at Mission Barbecue West Waters. Be there from 11:30 to 1:30, so stop on by. By the way, this segment of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is a locally owned company down there in Sarasota, been around a while, and they are very good at what they do. Trust me, believe me when I tell you, they are very good at what they do, because they not only have got all of their material in there, American-made, but they've got parts, they've got installation, they do on-site cleaning, and of course all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. because they are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Now, check them out. Give them a call, 941-922-2445. That's 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store and see the gang over there. Tell them the captain sent you. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. 941-922-2345. All right, it's time for an Edwards Notebook.
Once upon a time in our American society, most sovereign Americans could discriminate crucial differences between good and evil or truth and fiction. But my, how things have changed. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. The Bible states that in the last days people will call evil good and good evil. For example, many preachers consider guns and our right to protect ourselves from street or government thugs wrong. Yet they will support the made-up right for females to murder their unborn children. One minister I know, who has been teaching the Word of God for decades, recently told me that Joe Biden is a moderate politically and that Donald Trump is simply a divisive crook. He went on to say that Trump's effort to close the border was bigoted and that it was divisive. I had to ask the Trump-hating minister, did he forget that disagreeing with destructive measures like open borders is a good thing and that it's biblically correct to protect your borders? The minister also said, it is a waste of time to fight in the political realm because it is corrupt. To which I responded, if good men do nothing, then of course politics and everything is corrupted to the point that people no longer discriminate crucial differences between good and evil. And here we are today. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the Ron Edwards American Experience, 3 p.m. weekdays via theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
And let's not forget Constitutional Grounds Coffee also brings you this. And it just so happens. Oh, boy, that's good. I love iced coffee, and I love good iced coffee. And I will take a cup of iced coffee and sip on it for a couple hours and then go make another one and have it for the next couple hours of the show. And then when I leave here, I'll have a third one I'll take with me, which I'll take home and put in the refrigerator. So I'll start out my afternoon when I get back up again with another cup of iced coffee. But Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. And all you do is go over to the website, theronedwards.com, and take a look at the display that's there, Constitutional Grounds Coffee. And see what you get. You're going to like it. A lot of people in the audience have bought the coffee, and they've told me how good it is. As a matter of fact, George the Godfather was doing quite well with that, last I knew. So there you go. All right. Let me get this out there real quick. Plant City this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Two Guys Gun Shows coming to Plant City. Now, this is going to be a big deal. This is their newest location, the Strawberry Festival Grounds. And this is going to be the biggest and probably the best gun show that they've had yet, but it's certainly going to be the biggest because they're going to be in the Tico Expo Hall, 2301 West Oak Avenue, Plant City, Saturday, July 16th from 9 to 5. I'll be there from 9 to 3. And Sunday, July 17th from 9 to 3. Now, they've got all kinds of guns when you go there. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, you name it. And they've also got ammo, a lot of ammo you'll see there. And you'll also see, while you're there, some fishing and outdoor equipment and military surplus equipment and a lot of different things there, ammo cans. I mean, they have a lot of different items there that you might or might not think that you would find at a gun show, but it's not just about going there and getting a bunch of guns, so there you go. So remember that, and again, I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 3. Matter of fact, I'll have some of the Captain's Army members there with me. And let's not forget that I also will be able to, if you want to take some pictures or something like that, we'll be able to do that because we'll have a big mural with us we're going to bring with us, which is going to be with us, like a big thing that's going to be behind us. All right, let me go to the phone here real quick. Backgammon Bob, is that you again?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's up?
The lady last segment was talking about the fact that when we take back the House and Senate, that she's all for starting up the border wall as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, is that going to be possible even if the president vetoes it? Can Congress just go ahead and do it?
If you have a veto-proof or a Congress, the answer is yes.
Good. And
you have to have a veto-proof Congress if you want to make sure you're going to get stuff done. Otherwise, it won't happen until 2024 when they add more seats to Congress.
And will they build it to the same specifications as Trump's wall or even stronger?
Of course.
Because with
all that material is down there, Bob. All that material is there.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep, sure do.
Yep.
And then I assume they're going to put the technology in, too. Okay.
Yes.
Well, anyway, that's it. That's one. Make sure that that was possible, because that's the main thing that we need.
Are you coming to lunch today?
I got a medical appointment over at, but I should be able to make it.
I was going
to
say, bring the doctor with you. all right, we'll see you then. Take care. All right, now that's Backgammon Bob. We appreciate him, and he's one of our regulars. Now, that being said, let's see here. That being said, don't forget that we have a feature here in the program that you'll hear a couple times a week. When we bring on different groups to talk and whatnot, and we're going to start moving that around a little bit as far as what we do. Now, I've got on the telephone line somebody who's ready to go, I think, and we're going to give them a chance to be ready to go. So let's see what we can do here and make all of this work together. Here he comes. Listen for the train.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business here. I'm standing outside Mar-a-Lago, outside the Donald Trump headquarters over here. Let me tell you idiots that work for Donald Trump, where are you at? You should be outside Mar-a-Lago. Donald, you should be outside Mar-a-Lago, standing out there right now saying, where's the protection for Kavanaugh and Comey Barrett and Gorsuch? Look at Joe Biden. He doesn't understand, as Rush Limbaugh would say, and let me tell Bo Sternly and Mrs. Limbaugh, you're letting the greatest person, the greatest patriot behind the second, but with the captain of the second, Rush Limbaugh, you're letting his legacy die because you don't have him on the radio, you don't have me on the radio bringing him back up, okay? Rush Limbaugh would say, you don't understand these people. The left doesn't care about you, me, Kavanaugh, Comey, Bear. They will run you over. You're not tough enough. You understand me? You fake Republican Mitch McConnell. Do you see him saying anything? You see Lindsey Graham saying anything? They don't say a doggone word because they're all on the same team. They hate us. Okay? Now, toughen up. Where's Marsha Blackburn? Where's Rick Scott? We'll pay for security. Okay? For our conservative Supreme Court justices. For once in our life, we had someone stand up to Satan and tell him, get behind me. We're not murdering babies. You don't even hear the Pope.
All righty. That's Todd and Tampa. We got to go. He just got cut off by the computer. And I'm going to get cut off here, too. But I'll see you tonight on the radio. God bless America. See you for lunch today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.